grandson who lives with me, and I have a granddaughter who lives also with me, but at present she's in San Antonio, like I told you yesterday. But she's just itching to come back. Yes, well, in fact, I raised three of my grandchildren. Four with Eddie. I raised three of one daughter and this one that's staying with me at the present time. Mm-hmm. I've taken care of him. Well, at intervals. Mm-hmm. He stays with me at times and then he goes to his mother and then he comes back.
Just like your aunt?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh.
Do you tell me where your Mexican relatives are from, but is that in the interior or is it on the border?
My relatives are have all been born here in the United States.
I mean your
ancestors? Yes, they were around here, around the border. Not too far inside of Mexico.
Does Mexico change very much as you go further down toward the interior?
Well, there are some parts that have a very lovely climate, like Guadalajara, and it's also a very beautiful city. And it has I think it's the largest lake in Mexico, Lake Chapala. And Saltillo has a very good climate too. Mm-hmm. Monterrey is real hot, just like it is here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's been here before.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
What's Mexico City like?
I don't know. I've never been there. I've never been to Mexico City. I've been asked to go, and I've had the opportunity to go, but somehow I guess God doesn't want me to go there because it has just never materialized.
Mm-hmm. Do you want
to
go?
Well, at first I did, but then what I've heard now that it's such a lot of traffic and people living like, I imagine something like Chicago in apartments, one on top of the other, you know, and all that, a lot of families living in one building, now that I don't like.
You didn't like Chicago?
Oh, no, not at all. I was so disappointed even when I entered the city. I don't know what I expected, but I didn't expect what I saw. No, I just, as soon as I became employed, I came back home. Unemployed, I mean. And I was very lucky to be employed there right away because I got there on a Saturday and the following Monday I started working. And I worked the whole year through, but I just didn't like it.
Mm-hmm. What about San Antonio? Do you like San Antonio?
Well, I like it to go for a pleasure trip, but not for living in San Antonio. I don't think as I said yesterday, I don't think I would live comfortably or at ease anywhere else but here.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask you about before I forget, you were telling me yesterday about the evil eye.
Yes.
Is there any cure that you've ever heard? If you think someone's trying to give you the evil eye, is there
Yes, there is. As strange as it may seem to you and to other people that probably, you know, they'll think that it's just old wives' tales or that it's just superstitions or that it's just,